I'm so excited.
I just can't hide it. We're excited because it looks like it might rain. And we haven't had rain for nearly 5 months now, and it's seriously where I'd have considered a drought. I'm sharing that with you because life throws tough stuff at us, life throws challenges, and isn't that exciting? The interesting thing about the weather at the moment, though, is it looks like it's going to rain. But these black clouds and the wind and the heaviness in the air, this has happened many times over the last few months, but no free water's come out of the sky. So you can expect something to happen, you can hope for something to happen, you can wish for something to happen, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to happen. So do you get disappointed? Do you get angry? Do you get annoyed? And the really important question there is, how much control do I have over the weather? Can I force it to rain? Can I force the free water to come out of the sky? Of course not. I can just love it when it's here. And if it's not here, I have to plan that even though there's grey clouds, it may not rain. So when life throws stuff at us and we get excited about it, or we get a happy anticipation that something might happen, rather than getting disappointed, if we can't control it, why would we get disappointed? Why would we get angry? Why would we get annoyed? There's plenty of things to be angry about, and the things that we have no control over surely are not a good reason to be angry or annoyed. Now, the really fun thing about living out in the country, woo! Now it's really windy as well. That's the dog bowl flying around. So we might get some free water, and I hope that it absolutely pours down. But it might not, because we've had lots of days like this. So I don't get angry about that. I just live life in a way, with passion and enthusiasm. We can't control the weather. We can't control what other people do. We can't control the government. We can't control most things. All we can control is how we react or respond to something. So if we react, we'll get annoyed or angry. What good does that do? Does it help? Versus we respond, and if I will respond with passion and enthusiasm if free water comes out of the sky, and if it doesn't, well, that just is what it is. I'm sharing all of that with you because so many people share with me on a day-to-day basis that they get angry, they get annoyed, they wish things were different. Well, we can wish and we can hope all we want, but things are going to happen just the way they are. So I wish for it to rain, I hope for it to rain. If it doesn't, I won't be disappointed, I'll just appreciate that it's windy and there's some dark clouds in the sky, and life is what we make of it. So rather than let life happen to you, make life happen for you. Appreciate everything that happens, the horrible things, the terrible things, the nasty people. Doesn't matter what comes into your life. You get to choose if you get tougher, stronger, wiser, better, or if you get annoyed. And I choose not to get annoyed. I choose just to appreciate everything that happens. On a great day, awesome. I love it when it's a sunny day, but I'm also very excited that there's black clouds in the sky and we might get some free water out of the sky. And then I'll be so excited. I just can't hide it. We might get some free water out of the sky. Wouldn't that be awesome? Woohoo!